Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner. Our very special guest, the president of Florida Tech, Dr. Dwayne McKay.
Good afternoon, Wesley, or whatever time this thing airs.
It's great to be talking to you. We're talking about a difficult decision that the Florida Tech Board of Trustees came to last Friday involving the Foosner Art Museum. What can you tell us about that, sir?
Actually, it was the most involved I have ever seen our Board of Trustees in terms of what we could call debate. But they couldn't deny the fact that the museum has been quite costly to the university. When we took it over from the Brevard Art Museum, there was a great deal of upgrade that needed to be done. And over the years, over the 7 years or so, we've spent over $7 million in the museum to keep it open. They believed, and I agree with them, that it just was no longer tenable. Now, we benefited early on from a very generous gift from D. Hendricks and Foosner Foundation of approximately $1 million. But we spent twice that just to bring the museum up to code. So even though it's something that the community needs and wants and cares about, it's something that is far enough away from campus, it's very difficult for our students to take advantage of it, and it's quite costly. And so the decision was made that we would close the museum at that location and then relocate the artwork. The first choice is to find a location to reopen the Foosner Museum, as it would still be known, and also consider even moving the education center there. Right now, the plans, the two things are separated. The museum would be closed and perhaps that building sold. The art would be relocated to somewhere much nearer our campus so that students and faculty could benefit from it. And it's very likely, anyway, that the education center will still stay open. And in fact, for the time being, at least until the April board meeting when we come back with a plan, everything will remain the same.
And also something that I understand the university is considering is appropriate ways to honor past donors as well, correct?
Well, that's correct. And I think in terms of the Foosner Art Museum, I expect to retain that name. What the location will be, I don't know. I hope we can find the appropriate place on this campus. That would be the optimum. But when D. Hendrick made that donation, there was a commitment on our part and their part that we would operate this museum for an extended period of time. And I'm hoping that we can move a significant amount of the artwork, store the rest, and still have a Foosner Art Museum in town. Won't be in the O'Galley Arts District, probably, and almost certainly. And I feel that's a shame for that art district, but perhaps somebody else will want to put a facility together there in that location that would fit well with the arts district.
Because as you indicated at the top, just the financial losses are unsustainable for the museum.
You know, we have cut the losses a lot. As I said, we've basically invested over $7 million in less than 7 years. There are other upgrades that are needed. When we inherited it, there were serious issues with both facilities. I mean, it's been a struggle, but we were committed. You know, Dr. Catney's really believed that we could save the museum for the community, and he gave it a great shot. But over time, it's just become an untenable situation to continue to pour money when there's very little support from any other sector.
So as far as activities at the museum, it's business as usual for the near future.
You won't be able to tell any difference whatsoever. I don't foresee anything changing anytime in the very near future.
I know a difficult decision for the Florida Tech Board of Trustees. Dr. McKay, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Wesley.